Still Savi Murray. Lachat Kareyo. Rabbi Shiloh is the one Lama Tatsun Lachas, number 24. And yet, Lelum seems to do it on Shabbos. And the Shiloh is, what's Pshat? Why people seem to do it when it's a Beraisro? So, today I'd like to start going through what says in the page, the Shiguran, the Cheetahs from the Sugyo. And then next time, Bezer Hashem, we'll finish off going through all the different types of cases, building from the different cheetahs. First, in the Sifyut Gimel, discuss the inner of Kriya Arv, or Kriya Ner. The Mishnah and Be'an Dachman, Be'an and Be'an, it says, Ein Shem Machta Cheres, Ein Koina Ner. First, it cannot break Cheres, cannot rip Ner. The case of the look up the Mishnah, Rashi explains that they would take a spit, and they would like to cook upon it food, and afraid the food will get burnt by the fire, therefore they take either a cheres or a piece of paper and they'll put inside water and put the paper on top of the spit and then put your food on top of that and therefore will not burn the food. That's why you would rip the paper for. That's the case in the Mishnah. Now this, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says you cannot do this on Shabbos or on Yom Tif. Therefore this halacha is brought down side by the Rabbim in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tif, brought down by the Mechaba over here in Shin Mem, and also brought down the Mechaba in Hilchos Yom Tif. A person cannot rip near a paper in order to put inside water, put on top of the spit, and to roast the fish on top of it. So the shell is, what is the issa? Why is it also for? So the way how the machaber is moistiv, it's a part of the sugiv there, mifneishu can misakin kli. It's as if you're being misakin a kli. The Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Shabbos in Perichov Tes, and as Kalem pointed out, Perichov Tes, according to the Rambam, is in the shvus. It's in the Rabbanim. So there is two kashas on the Mechaber and on the Rambam. First of all, to my Korean near ripping paper, b'sakin kli. First of all, why is it Rabbanon? Why is it a deraisa? Why dafka shvus? Very be'ikur is l'chura. What happened to Korea? Or Korea ripping? Ripping should be mamash is the deraisa of Korea. Especially you the Rambam holds Korea. I'm not b'sakin because you hold l'chura shen tigugu for itzchayim. I'm not b'sakin. In this case, you're ripping paper to make it usable to put on top of the spit. To roast your fish, the chush means ifsa the rice and mitzad kareya. The Prima Gon misses kasha, as Bialoka points out. And the Prima Gon blind sorachin, why exactly is there a bono? What happens to ifsa the rice or mitzad kareya? Now, if you think about it, we mentioned last time, Lachura, we had a machlek apoiskin, is kareya amnat lifa or amnat lisaking? So we mentioned the Bialoka is very clear, it's amnat lisaking. However, those who hold, even the machabashid is amnat lifa. I think more that Kopeim and Bey says Korah b'chamosoi or Korah on a meisoi l'meisoi yechayiv. Why should be chayiv as Dafka amnas litvah, not amnas litvah? We have to be two opposite. With one mahalach that the Nishmas Otam and the Minchas Chinuch want to sign us machlokes between the Yehuda and according to Yav Shimon. According to Yav Shimon, v'locha shen tzum gufa yobi poster, therefore you need amnas litvah Dafka, according to Yehuda. It's amnas l'sakeh, the Gemara Dafka Kopeim and Bey is going according to Yehuda. That was one teretz. The second teretz, I'm amazing, others want to say, the Gemara's case is Korah b'mosoi or b'meisoi or b'chamosoi is yet das to sell it off, or is stam oim to sell it off. I had the case of the parents, and you can sell it off, so you have to teretz them, in the disciples' teretz, the dog stitches, sholol, or the case that the way the Shemesh Shabbos and the Chadish is the oim to sell off, even though you cannot sell it off, it's also nichme gerda, Korah b'mnas litvor. A third malach of the disciple himself wanted to answer the ni Korah b'mnas litvor. A dafka when it's a problem mitzad the chesed shiboy that ba'etzim you do not want to rip, you just have to get to something. Mash enke mitzad you want to rip. For example, even if it was ripped already, you would sew it up to rip it again. Like a meisoy that's nichol to get a kura amnas lit for. Those are three malchum to understand that the get it amnas lit for. If you think about it, two of the malchum is very good. One mechab over here said that's not oiv mitzad kareo. If you understand the get is kareo amnas lit for, echanami over here you're ripping the piece of paper. In order to put a pile on the spit to roast the fish, it's not clear, I'm not slip for it. So according to the disciples' malach, according to the Adonai's malach, there's no kash, the whole kash is not sold off. Who is the kash on? The kash is only the Fina Mishnah Brewer, the Shitosa, he points out to get this clear, I'm not Lusaki, Aleph. And also the Chayodim has this kash. The Chayodim, he himself says, that according to Yehuda, it's be Chayiv wants clear, I'm not Lusaki. Who's saying the case of clear near? It's the Rambam Shito. The Rambam holds Lochosh in Shikluguva, it's Chayiv. The kash is, even if you hold Kriya Amnas Litvor, it's Dafka Amnas Litvor, and Amnas Litzakin. That's Dafka Nam Shimon, but the Ram holds Amnas Litzakin because he holds like a Yehuda. So according to the Ram, the still shred is kashya. And therefore the Chayodim Lashitot, the Ith is kashya upon himself. I hold in the Rambam Shita Tam, not from Stakin. So Shver according to me, the Rambam. So guess what? We do have one Mahalach according to the Avnei Nezer, those go with him, or the disciples Mahalach, the Kasha doesn't even start. But if you go with the, either according to the Shibru, or according to the other Mahalach in the Rambam, so you have a Kasha, why aren't you Chaim Tadkareya? So Chai Odom, the Doichik, he wants to answer, Eich Lami, when it says over here, it's when they were stacking Kli, it means Yechayis, doesn't mean that didn't do Rabbanon. Either Rambam wrote in the case of Shvusim, fine, so Eich Lami, they didn't do right so. So why they pick a case of stacking Mono and not case of Kareya? So you have two cases. Ain't Shem Macheres, ain't Koinonir. By Cheres, not in the Korea. It's in all of the Sack of Mono. So you're dealing with the Issa Dereis over here. Are we pick one Malacha, or we not pick the Malacha of Korea? L'chua Daku, you pick the Malacha Makar Patrish, because in the Gaya, it's both Sainir and Sain Cheres. That's how he wants to answer. So Echonami, when it says over him, it's Sack and Kli, it means it's in the Reis. And he's stuck that way. He has to answer that way. That's his Cheres. Nishma Sodom. A third Malach to answer, what's Pshat the Mechaber? It's how the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Echel Min HaGdoilim. Doesn't want to tell you who this person is. Echel Min HaKoinim. The Kidua, I have my Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, it's a Grazer sheet, the Grazer Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says a Chiddush, that the whole Issa of Kareya is Dafka thing that's possible, that you put together, sew together, make it into one thing, and then you can separate it. Something that Be'etzim is one is by itself. For example, Pashas, this tablecloth over here, the plastic. L'chura right now, it's called Kadosh, it's one thing. To rip it, it's not even Isser. Kareya is only something that's Shaykh. Teufel, you put together, sew things together, it checks in of Kareya. Things are not sewed together, or not put together, or not glued together, it's not checked in of Kareya. Therefore, by near a piece of paper, especially in old papers, and or plastic, anything like that is one entity in and of itself, it's that's in one thing. Therefore, to rip on Shabbos and not neged the Issa of Kareya. Now, Nishmas Odom starts off saying this, and Nishmas Odom himself points out, L'chur, it's against the Yerushalmi, the Bialocha being examined the Yerushalmi, that says that even by Or, there's an Issa of Kareya. Now, they do answer the Yerushalmi, they have to look up the Yerushalmi to Lashonis, the Lishnei Kama and Lishnei Basra, they want to say maybe that's good for the Machlokes Lishonis, void we have to sefta against it, so the Mechaim Noah wants to answer it, the Tehil Dov goes this way, Chedush Harim, and those who pass like the Graz. They say over the Babish is also, they go like the Malach of the Graz, that there are those who pass like the Tila David and again the Chaim No, they pass because there's no Issa Kareya when it's specifically, when it's one goof, one entity, like a piece of plastic or a piece of paper. When the Malach also was talking to the Mona maybe, but when it's the Abonah, we have a term, Mokhlavad Abriyas. Example, Shemati, someone told me that the Babish is in the house, so he has tissues stuck together on Shabbos. Fun, you can rip it apart. Why? As Kureh is not a problem with Sakamona. Maybe it's the Abon, you have to know what to do with that. As Kureh is Shaboy, a Maisel is one entity, one gulf, not a problem. A fourth Malach, and a Samshat in the Machaber, Kamlum the Bialocha says, Lulu Mr. Fina, one of the Chadish of a Kodosh, that the whole Issa of Kureh is Dafka when you rip something, when both sides are sticking to both sides, you come to use both sides. Hell, we only come to use one side, that's not in the negate Kareya. You be'etzem, it's a kilkel on the second side, a tikkun on one side, therefore it's not nichel negate of Kareya, therefore be none, it's the reisam, therefore mechaber said case of a stacking kli. Now the pashas of the Mishnah Berurah saying is nichel negate of kilkel, therefore it's not mutter, the case of a drabonon. And Shlomo Zalman Shuva says clearly in the Mishnah Berurah, drabonon, the Graz is saying it's mutter, right? Very clearly, that's not nichel's case, therefore it's mutter. With the Mishnah Berurah, it's not mut. You still love the Isra Abonim because the side of the Heter is what? It's Kilkel. Komukul Kalmus Potavel Osan Shabbos. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman much clear that according to Mishnah Berurah, he left the Isra Abonim. Finally, pick Mistak and Kli. That's one Dura Abonim. Why? It's negated both cases, Sai Cheret and Sai Nir. But still, you left with an Isra Abonim.
Do you understand that it's
yeah.
That's not the
Malach? No, he says that you want to say it's Michel Losh the Rabban when it says the Heter of Kilkel. I only said Hefsid Shabbai. One said that's when he had the cash. The Ram says only said Kilkul without Hefsid. He says Nichol get of Kilkul. That's Pashas his head. He said Kilkul Shabbai. But even if you want to say it's not Nichol head of Kilkul, still Shlomo Zalman still says it's the Rabbanon. Now, if some Havana Shabbai, a Shiloh, what does it mean? You need to both sides. For example, when you let's say you rip toilet paper to use on Shabbos, or in general. You're ripping one, you only want to use one side. The other side is not in the gear right now. It's only in the gear for the next time. So let's say you only plan to use one right now. Now you plan to use two because they argue both want to use right now. Let's say you rip one, you only want to use this one right now, and that's the other side. Is that nichel in the heter, there won't be a deraisa according to the bialof or not. So the Chalkas Yaakov, Tainas, and the Shmir Shabbat seems to go this way, that since you only want one side and not the other side, you want to say, Echanam, it's not the rice of Korea. Not the rice of Korea. Nearly itself beer, especially if you're saying we said we had to be inside Kilkul, the first not Kilkul, I'm going to need it later on. But even if it's not, with my circle safe later on, I need the both sides to be ripped. I'm not sure exactly what should we do about on. And the Rosh Shabbos, he says it very clearly, he says, even when I use it later on, about it's the rice of Kilkul, I want both sides to be used. Therefore, the Pashas and the Ozimdu again and Shiva also like the Aruch Shabbos, right? Since I want to use both sides, even though I don't want to use it right now, it'll be after Shabbos, a week later, but since both sides I want to use, that's definitely get of Korea. And therefore, the Korea for toilet paper, we don't if it's a rice according to Mishavua's first Malach. A fifth Malach in the same Pshat of the Machaber is that Bialoch goes on further and says what he said in the Pshat of Korea according to the next time we will. Especially in the Mishnah was had to inside Kilkul, not Kilkul, next time. Your next piece of paper on the if you're ripping a newspaper, you want to use one side in a konami, you want to wipe yourself with. But if you want to rip a toilet paper, the other side is the next time. So both sides is usable, making both of them to be used.
Well, it's not your bathroom, you're
you don't care about other people, fine. But, no, Maisha still is, I don't know why it's going to be a Kilkul. Especially if you said the Mishwa, I think it's the side of a Kilkul, not Kilkul over there. Tikkun, Maisha, you, it's me, somebody else, there is a Tikkun over here. The Mishwa goes on further and says, a fifth Malach, will see the, what he said in Rashi Shita, that he had the Kasha of Seif Beis Tzava, why is Maka Patris, why is it even Ism Takureya? You want to say why? Because the Muslim lacha that you're doing, you don't see any kilkul here. You only see any tikkun when you open up a sweater to make the neck. Then he says the same thing over here when you're ripping the paper to put on the spit. The only thing you see over here is tikkun. I'm making a piece of paper to put on the spit. I see tikkun. I don't see kilkul. Therefore, that nichol in the kray only left the second akli. Also, Shlomo Zalman points out, still left with Issa Rabbanon. We mentioned last time the. The Simcha Bonham wants to say, according to Bialocha, should be mutter, and he quotes Shlomo Zalman. Now, Shlomo Zalman is what it says in Shmir Shabbos in his regular sefer. In the Tikkunim, he's moisif, that the Mishnah Berurah is very clear. The Mishnah Berurah is only matter deraisa, but still left is the Rabbanon. And the Shulay writes also very clear, this Mishnah Berurah also, when he's saying Pshat Nimashi, is still left in the Rabbanon. Even though the pool that you're doing by Pseh Beis HaTzaver, you're not Mitzah Kareya, because there's ticking going on over here, that's Mitzah Deraisa Shulay. Left of the Drabon of Korea and the Deraisa Makapati. He's still left of the Drabon of Korea. A sixth Mahaloch, come along with the Shvisha Shabbat, Shan and the Machaber, he come along with the Yisrael, the Snichel and the Heta, something called Psikas Tolosh. Psikas Tolosh. Now, Beardava, what does it mean, Psikas Tolosh? It's a Heta they discussed specifically by Korea. The Gemara says, in Beyo, by Chosma Shabakalim, it can be Mata Makia and Chaitech. It can unravel on cut. And you can untie a string wrapped around it. Now, what is the reason for it? Because it's a lashon on the farshim called psikas talish. You're just taking apart something that's talish. The other they're being damaged for elekin. They say being damaged for elekin. Simin shin yadalid by case of boino. They have a string wrapped around a tanagol they did sleep to. They roasted. Says the shvul elekin. Avadi can cut the string. Why it's only psikas tolish, no din drabon at all, it's mutter, no problem. That's on the Mishnah Berurah, the Magavram, and Simon Shin Yadala being down this Shmuley Leket, that psikas tolish from Maisa is mutter. Now those who want to say it's mutter, not called Sarach Shabbos, Tamaz like Kindes Rip String, but otherwise only Sarach Shabbos will be mutter. Now Maisa, why is it mutter for? Why is psikas tolish mutter? So it seems to be different avonis among the Achronim. The Chaimna, Sarach Shulchan, goes to the Shittasa, he says, you know why it's mutter? I hold like the grass. Graduate sheet is why is it motor? By psikas no, the Shmir Shabbos says that. He says that. Well, before him, what did everyone else think before he came along in the 1900s? What do they think? What the side of the Heter is? What's this for? He comes along with mechanic something. It's not that simple. But the Bechaim don't want to say why is it motor? You know why? Because string is really each string is a bunch of strands. When you rip it, each thing is one thing. It's like ripping R. R according to grass and mortar. Why? Because nothing was put together. So you're ripping 100 strings that were put together, spun together. When you rip it in the middle, what are you doing? Each one is an entity by itself. And just like according to the grass, you're allowed to rip R, you're allowed to rip plastic, you're allowed to rip paper, you're also allowed to rip strings. Why? Because where you're ripping it, you're not when ripping each string by itself in this rope, when this hook, its batim is one entity, it won't go by itself. Therefore, what's the answer? By bagel also. When you weave it, since you weave it together, you're cutting it. Where you breaking, where no one wove together. By saying where you broke, no one weave together, you spun it together, you put it together. That's his taina, that's his malach. You want to say the psham stick is polish. Now again, the oilam argues, mentality shall me that says, or is also. Come on, the Mr. Brewer, he bet him if it's cash in the bealocha, simon shin yadal tivchet. He says, the maestro, what happened to Kureya? He says, you know why? Because it has to be Kureya I'm not slit for. And over here, it's not I'm not slit for, therefore be mutter. That's the third. It has to be I'm not slit for. So the oilam jumps upon the bealocha, the Shabbos almost says, Dvan Tmur, Mishmir Shabbos, if it's cash. You, Mr. Brewer, hold Kureya I'm not so sakin. You out of all people, so not tell me the reason why you lie with string of Shabbos, because now I'm not slit for. You don't hold these said I'm not slit for. You hold I'm not a sakin. That's you had to for a speaker solish. So territus pashas, which they didn't answer before territus, that the third of Kureya is there are like boinon after the soiser, by koisid after the moichik, by toifer the after the Kureya. But you have to be something that's shaykh to toifer. String is not shaykh to toifer. No one, when you want to connect string together, you make a knot. Do koisha do it. No one does taifer, no one glues the string together. It's not glued together, there's no taifer to it. It's not glued together, it's not woven together. There's no taifer. Something that doesn't have taifer to it, does not have kareya to it. The Mishabura is saying something that doesn't have taifer, it cannot be taifer, therefore there cannot be kareya. Therefore the head to a particular tallish, why is? Because it's not shacked to taifer, it's not kareya. It's similar to the grass, but not like the grass, no. The grass is saying in this instant was never taifer to. Mishabura says it's never shaykh to the parasha of Teufer. It's never shaykh to the parasha of Teufer. It's similar to the Graz, but different than the Graz. The Graz is saying that this case was not done. Even though paper, we do Teufer together, paper. We do glue it together. This case is one entity and did not get to that matter of Teufer yet, therefore there's no Kureya. Mishabura is saying, if I get it, when there, it can, the whole parasha of Teufer never gets the string. No one ever does Teufer the string. Therefore there's no Kureya to it. Fine, so those are reasons why ripping a string around your back for mice is mutter. Come on, Lishvish Shabbos, he does not seem to understand this malach. He seems to say it a little bit differently. Now, first, where's the psika tolish? Where the Mishabu understands tolish, he says it's a psika around something that's tolish. You have a string around the box, a string around the kli. The tolish is the dover, and the psika is a string around it. Lishvish Shabbos understands the tolish is the string itself. And really, that's the way also the grass, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to understand. So, the Shulchan Chaim Noach seems to understand that Tolish is the Guva Dover. The understanding that the thing itself is a Tolish. What? The string itself has a Chashivus of Tolish. The way how he comes along to explain the Shvizh Shabbos, as you saw, he wants to say numerous things based upon it. The string around the chicken, but the string itself is Tolish. And therefore, it's no Chashivus. As you saw, he comes along saying, is that something that Be'etan has nokshivas, like a string is nokshivas to it, is nothing, it's not a shame kli, is ripping nothing, that's nothing, except, for example, you see a leaf on the floor, a leaf, of olives, you rip it on Shabbos, that's a kli, that's anything, that's not ripping, that's nothing, it's nokshivas, not doing anything over here. A string, he says, also, is gedur, just like a string is bottle thing itself, or something, the string has nokshivas inside itself, only with use of something else, therefore has no gedur kli, therefore, since it's not choshev, therefore it's motor. That's the story. Therefore, one says the pshat of the mechaber, why kreya, ripping a piece of paper to put it upon a spit, that's tolish, that's meaningless, that's nothing, there's no chshivas to it. That's how I understand what he's saying. Means beer, but my sense, this has no chshivas, has no getter, being a kli. Ripping paper is nothing wrong. Ripping a string, nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong with it. There's no chshivas to it. What are you doing exactly? You're doing a malach on Shabbos? You're creating something? You're doing something to get it to kli? That's nothing. It comes out in the Mechaba, why ripping near Maisa, why is not Kareya? We say we have six Mahalchim, which you have to apply each one Lalocha. Okay, one Mahalach, why is not Amnach Lit for in the Mechaba? A second Mahalach, according to Chayodim, Echa Michayim. The third Mahalach, according to the Graz, is not Dover Echot. A fourth Mahalach is the Bialocha's Pshat in the Rambam, because no Tikkun of all sides. A fifth Mahalach is Rashi Shita, according to the Bialocha. There's no, because there's a Tikkun right now that you don't see a Maisa Kelkon. And there's a sixth Mahalach, the Shvish Shabbos of Sigur Tolish. Those are six Mahalchim. Now, again, we'll have to apply them. Those are ways to understand why it's not the Gate of Kareya. You'll see always in the person discuss opening a bag in Shabbos. Again, about first, is it Nichol Issa the Kareya? Before we get to the Hetzel of the Desefta or the case of Chayslois, first we have to know, is it the Gate of Kareya? Now that means according to certain shitas it won't be negated to kareya. According to certain cases it'll be halacha. One other case it will be negated to kareya. For example, the Mishnah Berurah after he goes to be halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says over here that ripping near to go to the bathroom, what's halacha? Yichai mishum kareya. Why? Because kareya I'm not so sacking. Let's think about this. Nichli is of kareya or not? Which one is it? We have six mahalchim. To go through each mahalach is not that simple. According to the first mahalach, it's not not negated to kareya. It's the rabbanon, but not, it won't be an issur deraisa. What's not for me is the rabbanon, the kavod v'yesh will be mutter. According to the mahalach of the chayodim, it's chayavas kareya. According to the chayodim, he left the issur deraisa. According to the chayodim, he left the issur deraisa. According to the third mahalach, the graz is dover echad is mutter. According to the graz will be mutter. We have mutter, maybe that will be mutter. According to the fourth mahalach, according to the bialach is pshan in the rambam, you're ticking on both sides, what we said before, when Mechor ripping toilet paper, being mitzak on both sides, you left this to the Isra. According to the fifth Malach, going to, in Rashi Sheet in the Be'alach, all come out, the Maisha don't get a Maisha ticking, the Chor being only left with Isra Abonim. When the sixth Malach, the Shabbat should be mutter because only Pesik is Tolish. So it comes out, what is the case of a toilet paper? Only one Mahalach will be an Isra Isra. The other five Mahalach will be a case, I'm sorry, two Mahalach will be Isra Isra, the other four will be the Abonim no mutter. Now if you really think about it, how's the Mishra Brua Paskin? Mishnah Berurah has two Malachim in his Bialocha. He had either the Rambam Shita or Rashi Shita. Now, in the Rambam, he says the Yisoid is, you have to misak on both sides. So according to the first Malach, toilet paper is the Raisa. According to the second Malach in the Bialocha, Rashi Shita is, that the Maisa that you're doing, you have to see a kilka, we see over here a ticket. According to Rashi, you left for the Rabbanon. What does the Mishnah Berurah say Pshat and Mechaber is? Mishnah Berurah had a kasha, why in Simchat Mem, he says it's if you dial the Kareya or Maisa is a case of Masa Sakin, yet the Simchat Yizayim Pesach Beis HaTavah, he says it's Masakin Mono. So you know why? Because the Mechaber holds like Rashi. Mechaber holds according to Rashi, that you have to see a Maisa Kilkul, if you see a Maisa Tikin, won't be Nichol and Issa of Kareya. Comes out, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you allow this toilet paper on Shabbos, and you don't let the Issa Rabbanon. Because once the Mishnah Berurah says in the Mechaber, the Pshat Mechaber is like Rashi, That means the Ikka Malach in the Mechaber is the second Malach in the Bialocha. The Chor ripping toilet paper on Shabbos, we need to draw a bomb on them. Now this is the Raisa.
It's
looks like a Tikkun. A Tikkun is not Kareya. Why in the world, Mishnah says, you know what, Kareya Malach is the second, I am Bialocha. You Bialocha, you're also Mechaber, it's the second Malach of Rashi. In fact, as an interview, in fact, as a Malach, your own Chesmer works out, the left of this is the draw a bomb on them. But he says, what's Pshat the Mechaber? He's saying a strictly Torah, is that, I'm very sure to say that. So at least pointed out, I'm going to the Rambam, which I myself, the end of Tarachim, holds it in the Rambam, and he has the Rashi, which he seems to agree with, the Malach and the Rashi. Of course, we left with Isidra Abonim. The Maisa, what to do if he's in the Beis HaKisei without any Torah paper to do on Shabbos, but those who say, just rip it. Why? You can left with Isidra Abonim. They don't go with the Chayodim of the Raisa. They don't go with the first Malach of the Bialach, they're not too happy with it. Or even they want to, even the first Malach of the Bialach says the Chalkas Yaakov, the Maisa only attack on one side, not the second side. Those are the say, so left with Isidra Abonim, go with it. Isidra Abonim, what's the problem? The second Malach of the Bialach is left with Isidra Abonim. It's the Isidra Abonim, cover the Prius, Mutter. Not like. Not without the Rabbi, without the Graz. The Maisa has a throne, but Ikigo is what you should do Bishinoi. Why? Because then it's a case of Abon with Koladeus, do it with your mouth, do it with your elbows. The Shinoi the Koladeus, the Shinoi the Koladeus, the Maisa only Kurib the Koladeus, the Maisa will be Mutter. That's what the Ikka the Pesachim say, you should go B'mokim, you should do it for the Shinoi. Now they do point out that first of all, there is a side problem with that Muxer Shabbat. Maisa toilet paper is Muxer. If you ever had them, toilet paper is Muxer, because of course it's not made to use on Shabbos, you have tissues ready.
If you don't,
then
it's made to use a
Shabbos. No. Still, you thought you were going to have tissues, you ran out. So the Gemara Talmud Tam Muksa, Pashas is Muksa. Now, is there a head to be Tam Muksa covered up here? So we learned Simon Shin Yud Beis over there. The Ikka, the place can go, if you're in a house that you have other people that can use the tissues, if you're in your own house, in your own bathroom, there's a big problem. Since you should have prepared tissues before Shabbos, La place in the Machmas say you do not have a head to cover the Briyas. It's your fault, your Chayas, your loss. Mita Muksa. Your Chayas. Yeah, Simish in your base. If you forgot, or if you're prepared and prepared enough, it's your Chayas. La Maisa, then you have to use water. Don't do it. Be a dime. It's your chayes. It's your fault. Or you have no tishus. What do you do? It's your chayes. But ma'aseh, if it's not a makom yochid that they basically those use it, other people in the house use it, or especially if people from the outside use it, then the machlokes, the place can be ikra, the place can be makom, and say that you have a het mitzvah to cover the bris. Why? Because you repeat whatever you can for your bnei bayis, for yourself, or you don't want to matriach yourself, whatever term you have, but ikra is mutter. But if you have your own zero, you're only one there for Shabbos, you have your own base of kisa, you're not that simple, you have a het mitzvah to cover the bris. No, you must be shopping for your chayes. First, that's mutter? I don't think so. We'll have to see if it's in your base. Master, the gate to everybody, Pasha, everyone has other people using the bathroom. We make it a place to come on. We say that's clear. Machabi, same chance as Machabi. The Bialok ends up with Machabi, says, I'm going to come on the grill. What do you do with Machabi? Shouldn't she be a Machabi old? The Ikmal for second mile. Now, the Ikka, what the place can say, really, it really depends on whatever basic keys you have. The place can say, first of all, you have a Hetman Tab Shina, that's what you should do with Shina. However, it's really better what to do if you can, if you're in your own bathroom, just pull it without ripping it and use it, without ripping. Now, if and the water itself falls apart, that might say it happened by itself, or even if it falls, if we get a grumble, it's better to use it without ripping. Now, it says for the Shani, but let's say you mock him that the basic keys is for the Tzibor. No, if books are the mice, they have to have other people use it. Otherwise, other people
you
don't use it.
You can't buy your own
place. You have it.
You
no one else.
This, you can't do the shikul. You can't.
Stick shallow, you have to put a simish in your bay. It's not that simple. No, there's if you hold toilet paper, books are not the school plate. If you hold Makhli Shemakhli, don't Klee Shemakhli, it's not me. Depends on what you hold. Makhli that place, what toilet paper is, books are not the school, Klee Shemakhli. Fine, but. Now, what you should do again is use it. Now, when it gets wet, it'll get fine. Avoid us cover the bria, so unless you only want to use it, before the best thing is to flush, will be a grumble when it gets ripped down. Before that was the best way to do it. If you cannot do it that way, it means that still be covered the bria, but I'm not sure exactly why, then Echanami, then you can rip it. Otherwise, machine, before the best thing is to use it without ripping. I don't know why you have to get involved, shall ripping of Korea. Before just use it without ripping, and then flush, it'll be a case of a grumble, we cover the bria, so even more better, be even more turks. The lines, just try to have a dust not to rip on the lines, and it won't be from Mechatech. And Mitzkav is mostly by Mechatech. Do a machine, try not to rip on the lines. Fine. Next thing, again, to the page, is what happens the Beloch, Meshavu is most of the inner of a letter. Can a person open a letter on Shabbos? So, it starts off as a pre-chodosh. Pre-chodosh in the Hilchot Yerdeya, in Sim Kuf Yudches, in the end of Yudches. He discusses the ikkah over there by a case of a tanner of an oven. That by what would they do on Shabbos? They would put their food inside the oven of a guy, Yidin, and then there's a problem both in Salman and Ayim. So what they would do, they would one put on two chsimah. So they need one chsimah or two chsimah to buy both in Salman and Ayim. To come along, the Brichod says the ikkah halacha is you do not need two chsimahs, one chsimah is enough. So those who want to do, they want to put on wrap around paper around the tanner, and then. Let them open on Shabbos, either by them or by a guy. He says to do that on Shabbos, Lukule Almo Yoivin Isser Deraiso. Therefore, you cannot open the Yisrael. Even a guy cannot, who would not matter a guy to do Melacha Deraiso, only a Shvus, a Drabbanon. But to open up the piece of paper, to rip it off, to get to the Tanner, to get to the food, he says, Lukule Almo Yoivin Isser Deraiso. Therefore, you cannot do it on Shabbos. Therefore, he ends up and says, two chasimas v'ikki you don't need. Those are Machmas mitzad two chasimas. The end of the leading to the Issa Deraisa of Korea and Shabbos. And therefore, Mitzad Tukhusimus, he says, V'etzim will be mutter, and therefore, one Chosim is enough. Mitzad Korea, he says, Avadi cannot do that, rip off the paper on Shabbos, even though they go to doing the Issa Deraisa. He says, don't ask me for the meaning of Chal Yisrael, that people seem to get letters on Shabbos, and they open it through a goy. He says, don't ask me for the Amaratim Asfadim, the Gam Ashkenazim, but also Amaratim, they do the same problem, that they get goyim to open it. A ma'aser, you're dealing with the iser ma'atayor, and even to a goyt often it's a minik shtus. It's a minik toyus, a toyus in klal yisol, and you cannot get a goyt to open up your letter on Shabbos, surely not yisol, and even a goyt. Kilakuli Amri Yoivin Issa Zeraisa, and therefore it's also. They start with the main Yisrael over there in Kilkit Chas, in the case of Osset Alman Ayin and Tana putting a piece of paper around it. He says that is also to do, and therefore only one, you should only do one chasm. And therefore, it's in a minute, don't bring me around to the minute of opening up letters, but my son is dealing with an Issa, the Araisa, and therefore even a girl you cannot open. Oh, so they ask on him, Dafshal Tanam Eliyahu Kasha. So we have to put Shimon Shazan Yitz Kasha. Dafshal Tanam, because most of them have the point of the phrase so far. We'll leave that aside. Come on the Cham Tzvi, and the Cham Tzvi says, what you ask it what is Mutter, and you matter what is Osir. First of all, the Lachas, you need two Chesimahs, not one Chesim. You will matter what is Osir. What it says, you ask it what is, you ask something that's Mutter. You said you can, a letter that comes to you on Shabbos, you can open even a day goy. L'maisa, you said it was Osir, not sure, L'maisa it's Mutter. So the Cham Tzvi, he came and he met the Pri Chodesh, they met each other, and they had it out. Wrote down the Shai Tzuvan, Shimon Shin Zayin, over here. They bring down the Cham Tzvi met the Pri Chodesh. And what happened? They met, the words are, Ponim, or, they met, V'loi, Motsamano, he had no answer. Mashosiklin, he kept quiet, he had no terrors. He had no answer. Now, you're going to tie it to me, L'maisa, maybe one was much older, but although one was younger. So, you know, it was like the Shomazamman doing the Chaznish, you know, afraid, what are you going to do? The Meister, just in the history books, Pri Chodesh was born in 1698, and 1659, and the Cham Tzvi was born in 1660, 1 year later. So they're come out the same age. Now the Pri Chodesh lived less than 40 years. Less than 40 years, that means not the Tshuva he wrote 40 years ago, it wasn't that old. And the Tshuva the Cham Tzvi is writing was in 1695. That means the Pri Chodesh was 35 years old, Barifan. When the Cham Tzvi wrote, I already met him and I argued with him and he had nothing to answer me. That means the Gdolim was the same age, not something he wrote years ago and he had no answer. Shostakly kept quiet. The Pashas of you understood that, you heard that, you know, fine. Cham Tzvi, Pri Chodesh, Machlokes over here, Lamaisa, he had no answer, fine. Cham Tzvi is, it can be the Ikker. Pri Chodesh said what he said, he had no answer. Cham Tzvi, that's the Ikker, Lamaisa can be Mutter. That will be the Pashas. Now first, what did the Cham Tzvi matter? He says, you Pri Chodesh, you asked it even Aliyah Goy, it's not true, it's Mutter. What's Mutter? Aliyah Goy? Aliyah Yisrael. What's Mutter? He argued with him and he says, and he had no answer. No answer to what? That the whole thing is Mutter? Only Aliyah Goy is Mutter. So the Mishavua, when he brings it down, and Ikkad the Prima Godim, he says, no, it's Mutter, it's Mutter Aliyah Goy. The whole Pri Chodesh, the whole argument was the Mutter Aliyah Goy or Osa Aliyah Goy. And what is the Mishavua Be'aloch bring down? If Cham Tzvi says it's Mutter Aliyah Goy, but Vada Aliyah Yisrael is also. Only Mutter Aliyah Goy. That's how the Be'alocha, Aliyah Yisrael, and the Prim Golem says, the Mice of the Yavitz, Shilas Yavitz, and Chalapay Sim Kuf Mem, at the end of the Tshuva over there, he says that my father, his father is Cham Tzvi, was Mutter even Aliyah Yisrael. Mutter Aliyah Goy. His own father is Adis. That I know my father is Mutter Aliyah Yisrael. And therefore those, the Chidor, the Matzli Prochel, the Ekredinim says, are they Yisrael? And the Emini Yisrael by the Tzorachim and the Be'alocha. Why are you Be'alocha saying Matzah only they Goy? Matzah are they Yisrael also. Even Yisrael could open up an envelope on Shabbos. Open up a letter on Shabbos. The first, what was the Cham Tzvi Matzah, Makhloki the Poishkim, the Maestri Yavit said, we have Edus. He said, it's Edus out of the cotton, so they get involved with if you have a right from the cotton or not, fine. But Maestri, the Edus, my father, was Matzah even on the Yisrael. Yeah, and he did not seem to go that way. Right. Yeah. The Shai Tshuva brings it down that way. There's not even he brings down Fakert. The Tshuva is saying he's not that even Yisrael. And only that, even it's not, let's say it's not that way in the Pri Chodesh. The Shai Tshuva brings down the Eliyahu says it. For the Maril, but that's us. Maril says you got to open up envelopes even out of the Yisrael. So Maril already, Maril brought down by the Eliyahu. And the Eliyahu says, well, you Pri Chodesh, you missed the Maril. You missed the vote. Fine. But Meshua obviously did not seem to go that way. Science Simon Shin Zayin, where he says you can matter only day goy. Science Simon Shin Mem, the Be'alocha, is only matter only day goy. It said only when the Torah goes.
Now, you have to know what envelopes they had. I'm saying you had the.
So the main Tana, why not? Kapir Tatana. What's the case of a Tana? There are really two things. There are two envelopes. There's a plain letter, and then something called envelope. Envelope, there's only one type. Envelope with a paper inside. By the two things, a plain letter, which is one piece of paper, and then the envelope. Now, if you think about, what is the dimion of the Pri Chodesh, the case of a Tanner? The Tanner is what? Is an envelope, not a plain letter. The Pri Chodesh's case, that he's coming to ask, is the rest of the Kulei Alma, is an envelope. That's his case. His case is like a Tanner, which is something to get inside. It's not a case of a plain letter. They do want a Mechal, that means You tell me you have no about the beer dole is the ma'aser is among Avram, and there are other places who will answer letters. But then there's no raya because they may be talking about letters, not envelopes. Because they're discussing that there's a among Avram who wants to answer a letter. Are they Yisrael or Cholov? Simchon Zion. Fine, they want to say maybe it's Chozin and Ilchus Yontif. The ma'aser wants to answer it. Fine, maybe that's a letter, not an envelope. But the only one we see in envelope and answer is clearly the pre-chodesh with the bialacha. He says very clearly, it's also only at the great Torah Kodom. They answer envelope. The shell is nice and white. So pre-chodesh menami argued. Now, Lahura, what is the time the pre-chodesh had against the Hamsi, had against the pre-chodesh? What was the machloikis? So the ikka, the numerous kash of the isk, the ikka, they come in two different aspects to isk on the pre-chodesh. One is the saying, the ma'aser is mochosh ein tzrich l'gufay. So why the world is saying kula amal yoyvin isad deraisam? Even al yedei goy of the altar, the kula is mochosh ein tzrich l'gufay. And first of all, you pre-chodesh, you yourself paskin simon tov tzadachet like of Shimon Aleph. Void, even if you don't paskin like him, you're gonna say amaratzim, tzadim, ashkenazim. That what we tell you is goma. That what we stand lechon, right? Mechaber, very place to go. Mochosh ein tzrich l'gufay is part of altar. Once they're abundant, so shvush and shvush, get a good to go do it, the case of the kelkul, so ma'isa, shvush shvush should be mutter. So what in the world that you are being a fact-fic, mitzad, the in of a Korean, the most it should be is lachos and tzimu gufay, koin tzimu gufay, should be part of lota, they got his mutter. A second time they come to the fact-ficon, is what happened in the case of the sefto. We have a sefto, brought down by Mishra Brua, in Simen Shin Yadal, the Kerr, or Gabay Chobes, for ma'isa, is mutter to it on Shabbos. It's mutter, black white mutter. What difference between the case of Orga Becholis and you the case of Tana, you the case of envelope? What is the chiluk between the two? And if you think about it, the two ways they're asking from is really what is the Chamsi arguing on? If you're asking from Lachos Shem Tzvi Gufay, still I day soul is also I day goy be mutter. If you're asking from the Deceptor, then I day soul should be mutter. So it depends what the Chamsi asked them. What bothers him? Is it the theft about him or Mlokosh and Sikurufai bothers him? Nafkamina is, what the Chamsi holds? Is it Mutta Adei Sal Adei Goy? Fine. That's the two main kashas that ask on the Pichodesh. What in the world do you want from Klal Yisrael? The Cholopach is open it through a Goy. And a Maisel. Again, we have two different types of letters. We have either the plain letter or a case of an envelope. Maisel, you would say, Pashas. If a Chamsi met the Bichodosh, she had nothing to answer. Pashas, she just have a Tosefto, and the Pashas should be Mutter. The problem is, Maisa Mishruo brings down the Bichodosh Valoch Maisa, he chushes for it. He says, say by a letter, he'll say, only the Tzarek Godel you can ask a guy, and says, even by an envelope, also says, the Tzarek Godel can go ask a guy to go open it. Otherwise, he ends up being Machmer. Now, if that's so, Lamaisa, we are very sure why in the world do we open up anything on Shabbos. Any bag of potato chips, let's say you open on Shabbos, it should be much the case of an envelope. Fine, you won't tell me the pre-chodosh, it's Friday, they asked him, he had no answer, shalstically, fine, it was Chayzer, Kenzain. But Lamaisa, now what do you do to Mishnah Berurah? For sure, with the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah is coming along the thing, he's saying it's Chayel Kuleyama, which needs there, but all you want to, even the Rabbanim Tzaykal, so you can only ask a guy with the Mokum Tzaykal Kodol. So fine, so Mayor Bansman and Shuvah says, do you want to open up bags and Shabbos? He says, yeah, I dey go, it's Tzarek Gadol, Mishnah Berurah. What? Oh, so you have to answer that, Fine, well, he'll answer it. But the Maestri says, you want to open bags and Shabbos? He says, yeah, Mishnah Berurah, Prima Gadol, he has a list of Paiskim, he said, Chayelim against him, but he says, yeah, Prima Gadol, and the Mogad Rom, he says, you want to open bags and Shabbos? You want to open your bags around your cups, bags around your foot? Mishnah Berurah, who goes against the Mishnah Berurah? Who's going to argue the Mishnah Berurah? What's correct? Argue the Mishnah Berurah. I think I got it. Fine. My son now, let's metaz the machmirim, how those want to be machmir. Or have you ever heard of Mr. Kaplan give a shir come out every year or every other year? My son also come with the open bags and Shabbos, dealing with the schema, and how can anyone do it? Fine. My son, I'm telling Shani, to the fact that I can find the machmirim. My son is a Tesefto. Tesefto, it's brought down by the Rajbo. And Paiskim, Beis Yosef, Mong Avram, Graz, Mishnah Berurah, Elvi Rabba, Oruch HaShulchan. Fine, the Paiskim being down to Sefer, it says, Kore Or Agabe Chovitz, a person can rip a leather that's the top of a piece of a Chovitz, but Vashli Yasa Zinuk, as long as you don't make a spout, otherwise it will be Mutter to do it on Shabbos. Mutter. The Maiso, why is it Mutter? What do you say? Why is it Mutter? What happened to Korea? The warehouse brought down by the Chayotim and the Torah job. Differently, they bring down the Lush of the Sefer. They have a case that you have a keli. They wrapped around it either a beged or an ar or string around it. You let them rip it on Shabbos. They bring down with them. I'm welcome to Sefer. Say by or say by beged. Let them rip it on Shabbos. The shalos myself. Why is it mutter for? We have a Mishnah. Kuvheim Abayis, Kol Mekakalim of Potter. Potter means Potter of Lasser. Why is it Mutter? So, V'oi, L'chor, what do the Pichotosh? What says Chai L'kuli Amo? The Chatzai David, wrote down by the different of the Farshim, say, you know why? The Sefta holds, like the Pshim and Mokher, says, you can go with Potter. Therefore, it's not brought down by the Rambam, not brought down by the Mechaber, by the Tur. They don't hold like the Sefta. Mashagin, others hold it like the Sefta is before Tavol Osir. Now the Kashi, it says Mutter, it doesn't help gain anything. You might see, you have to know this is the Sefta, even though we say Mechonet, it's not brought down by the Tur, not by the Mechaber, not by the Rambam. The Chazi doesn't want to say, you know, why could they hold Melacha Shem Guf HaNet Chayiv? It's Machloikis. Fine, that's one Mahalach, which is very Shvek, it says Mutter in the Sefta. They all is. Sekul Sefta says Mutter. So Kalum the Grazel, he tells us, he says, you know why? Because R is one goof, one thing, one entity, what's from whipping paper? Just like paper is mortar, and plastic is mortar, R is mortar. Very good, once one thing, but mice is mortar. Which you get about whipping bags on Shabbos, you think about, people want to say it's better to rip with glue together, type with mom maybe, therefore it's mortar. According to the Graz, you should rip it not with glue together, because type for momish, and ripping on the plastic, well, that would be better. Ripping with glue together, you're dealing with an issue, and you handle all the mayamokas you make. According to the Graz, you have no other place to be matzah, chutz mechotzos maybe. Otherwise, ripping with glue together, that is kareya. We should rip the bag with not glued together. So I catch what Shlomo Zalman said, better to rip with glue together, it's tefillah is man. Fine. That's his mahalacha, you understand the yisayit of the sefer. And it's right, he says in Sidon Shemem, what Jan Mechab and Sivri Gimel Kareya on Nira's mutter, says, you know why, it's one guf. What's my raya? It's the sefer. His right is the sefer. One guf is mutter. Fine, that is right. Lamai Tadachonim say we have Ishami against it. The Chayodim, Mishnah Berurah says we have Ishami against it. So what's the Epshan that is after? So a second Maluch, if you a Moshe is very clear that way in Shuvah, he comes along to explain what Kareya and Seisir is. That the Seid is Kilkul L'Tzor of Shabbos is Mutter. Kilkul L'Tzor of Shabbos Lamai says Mutter, and you read the Chayodim and you read the Kitzer. And they're saying very clearly, they bring down the sefer, when you have a bag or a string around it, it's mutter. Why? It's mekalkel mutter l'tzorech Shabbos. The Chayodim and the Kitzur say, pshat in the sefer, even though all over kol mekalkel is potter of l'osir, here we have a sefer being mechadish yuchidish din l'alocho, kilkel l'tzorech Shabbos l'maish is mutter. Only by Kareya. We don't see anywhere else. We're only over here, otherwise the cloud kol mekalkel is potter of l'osir. Now that's clear, not like the Mishnah Berurah, b'alocha, right? Not by Seisir. Now, there's still not like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bi'alocha, by Kilkul loy metinu shum shmus, that's mutter, by de sol, by case of Kilkul. We don't find any shmus, we just found one shmus. So we see clearly that the Bi'alocha did not go in this Mahalach. Chavetim did not go in this Mahalach. Fine. Simon Shin Yudalit. He said, by Kilkul loy metinu shum shmus. Now, on the same page, with the chapter, he just found one shmus. Fine. Fine, that's the second mile from the sefer. Okay, one, we have the Graz, the Mishnah Berurah argues. The second mile, Kilkul L'Tzorech Shabbos, also the Mishnah Berurah argues. A third mile is the way of the swarming down for Zayin Yecheskel, that since Kareya is the Or is our Pia Chavis, since the Or is the top of the Chavis, is the bottom of the Chavis, and therefore she is Negeir to Grant and Grant, is Negeir to Bain of Asaiser, not Negeir to Kareya. Since Bain of Asaiser is Mutter, Mitam Mustiki, Mitam Ebin of Seir Kalem, therefore the Or itself is Mutter, because the Or has the Gather of the Chavis, and just like the Chavis is Mutter, the Or is also Mutter, a Chiddish. Doing into this is also really Abba Shlomo Zalman and Abba Yashiv and Shri Shabbos goes that the Or is bottled, not bottled to the Chavis, the Or is bottled to the food. And since the bottle of the food has a Gather like Choslois, we know already from Simon Shin Yudal to Ches, the Mechaber says that a klipa you lie rip open on Shabbos with that boyin of a slice is no problem. Why? Because you come to get the food out. Here the ur also, you're ripping the ur to get to the wine, to get of a klipa, and therefore the get of chayslois, and therefore it's no shame malocha, not mitzad slice, not mitzad kareya, therefore it's mutter, why mitzad chayslois? No, the chavis could be a plant used over again. If you plant used over again, one of that. Or you rip it, you won't plant used over again. We had to fight for it. Any clip, don't plant used over. We had to fight for it. Now, Moshe Gladys says, by or, you also have a heter choslis, but that's not Pshan of Sefta. Sefta says, Kukul Tzorch Shabbos, and agrees to the heter mitzad choslis. He says it's not Pshat. But the Moshe comes out, you have a second, noch a heter mitzad choslis. The way how the Chazish goes, he comes along with his malach, like we see all over in Shas. that tell me what exactly you're doing. You're coming to get the food out. What you're coming to get the food out is not Shem Soyser, not Shem Korea. Just forget it. If you come to rip it because you're angry, it's Korea Mamish. It's a deraisa. Come and get the food out. What am I doing? Come and get the food out. Therefore, it's water. Compared to the choiceless, like choiceless. But I'm coming to get the food out. Therefore, the mice have small term. He goes on saying, maybe Beloshen Efsher, maybe Dafkun do the Hashkosa, only when you destroy it. Therefore, we'll see when it gets ripped back in Shabbos, a lot of places can say, you have to destroy it beside the Chazanish, the Mahalach. But the Chazanish says, what's the Pshat in the Sefer? You come to get food, maybe the Hashkosa, therefore it's Mutter, because you come to get food out. That's five Mahalchim. Now, if you think about these five Mahalchim, they work out, the sign of the Pre-Chodesh, the sign of the Mishnah of Ruh, is Chodesh for the Pre-Chodesh, so none of them work out. But Mahalach mitzad the Graz, the Shavuot, the Maisim, the Akdois, one or one go doesn't work out. The Chodesh also disagrees with that. So the second Mahalach, Kilkul Tzorach Shabbos, it's very clear sign the Be'alocha, and say also in the Pre-Chodesh, not true, you're ripping paper to get the food, for Maisim the Tikkun, Mokum Akdor, then we'll get a Tikkun, he says, the Pre-Chodesh. Be'alocha also goes Chodesh with the Pre-Chodesh, Voidi says, Loi Matir Shem Shavuot, the Mutal Kilkul Tzorach Shabbos. The third Mahalach is Lechura that it's bottled to the Chodesh, Lechura than the paper wrapped around the Tanner. Is also is brought to the tanner. Should be able to rip the paper on Shabbos. Pre-Chodesh should not go that way either. Be the Mahalach of Chayslois, also the Chorash, should be mutter, say the case of the envelope, say the case of tanner, the Maish, Pre-Chodesh should not go that way either. So, and also the case, come get the food out, come get the envelope out, the Maish should be mutter also. And Be'etim, you think about it, all these Mahalachim, the Moshe says the envelope, Be'etim, he says mutter. Why is also it's not Tzorach Shabbos? Otherwise it's mutter. The case to get the letter out to the Chazanish, his Mahalach, he says mutter. If it's Derech HaShchos, it's Mutter. So they all say Echanami, they all say that Mahalchim is a Sefto, and then they end off, and letter is a Mutter. Letter is Mutter. Chazanish says letter is Mutter. The Ramay says letter is Mutter. If it's Lusayach Shabbos, from Rizam says letter is Mutter, but it's not Lusayach Shabbos. Otherwise, it's Mutter. They're clearly not going to Mishnah Berurah. That means the Shvuah does not have any Mahalchim in the Sefto. So what are you left with the Mahalchim in the Sefto? So today, boys, the Meir Bansfer says, must be Pshat is that really you can take the Ur off without ripping anything. You choose to rip it. The Pshat according to the Pre-Chodesh, according to the Be'alocha, Pshat and the is what? You can take it off. You chose to rip it. Therefore, it's a Kilkul Be'etzem. It's a Kilkul. Since it's a Kilkul in the Gula Dova, there's no Tikkun B'Makom Acher. You know why there's no Tikkun B'Makom Acher? Because it could have got it taking the whole entire thing off. That's Pshat and the Pre-Chodesh. That's the Maisa Wai Smoter. Why? Because it says, Dafka the Pre-Chodesh is answering it. Because the only way to get to the food in the tanner is taking over the paper. The only way to get to the letter, the envelope inside, is to open the envelope. That's taking from Makom Acher Yechayiv. Here, I could get to the food another way. I could just take off the Ur. Oh, so then he won't say, Pshat Pre-Chodesh, it's a Kilkul Tzorach Shabbos, it's Mutter, only when they could have got it a different way. That means to get a bag of chips, he says. You can't get it any other way. Kul Mishavu, I don't know. Kul Mishavu says, in Lomitin Shum Shuas, Mutter Tzorach Shabbos. I don't know how to answer the Mishnah Berurah. Maisa, I don't know how to answer the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, let me see the Shem Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah, even the main branch of the Mahalach doesn't work out. Because why? Because you're doing a Maisa Kilkul. Kilkul is not Mosul Tzorach Shabbos. Let me see the Shem Mishnah Berurah. So what are they all Mosul Tzorach Shabbos? Since the main branch of the truth about Levins, it says, even this is the right to be Chodesh, which you have to be Chodesh for, it says, I take it from Tzorach Kodesh, let's mutter. Otherwise, it says you can't do that. Lemaiso, this is getting late, we'll just try to end off simply in this chalak, and next time we'll go through different cases. But Lemaiso, comes out, what is Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, and Tosefta, and Kri Ogab Chodesh, and Lemaiso, I don't have a good Mahalach. I don't have a good Mahalach. What? No, even according to Mr. Kaplan, it won't work out in the Mishnah Berurah. So Mr. Kaplan, Lemaiso, he asks. And Meir Bansfer, Lemaiso, he asks. So first, just to deal with them, Reb Bansfer has a tshuva, he's Mayrach, he wants to ask her, how can you go against the Mishnah Berurah? First of all, Evan Yisrael has a tshuva in Chelek Zayin. He says, first of all, what Reb Bansfer says, they voiced him, he says the words of the verb, Tmuhum, the Chol Ze'enoi. Not true. Without getting involved, how, what, it's not true. And first, that's not what he says. Chilm Lechol Stern, writes him like a Shabbos, Zeh Vada Enoi, that's the only Napshat. Napshat. The Shalmanisim Lamaiso, what he writes in the Sefer, in the Perek Oirek, is very interesting. There's a scum over there from Shnobach. He got to write, after he writes the scum, Agav, what you wrote over here about the Aser, opening up things, that's, Minik Kleisel is not, in the scum, he just, I'm surprised, I never saw him write a scum, but we wrote that not so.
That's how he came up with that.
Yeah, and he wrote, in the scum, That's not mini klal yisrael. That's moshe nashim. Not mini klal yisrael. Now again, to answer the bialacha l'maisa, I don't know the mishnah brurah. However, l'maisa, there are. I've given you two makoros why l'maisa is mutter. First of all, the maisa happened be'erach, I think more than 10 years ago already. Something called kak shabbos. Kak shabbos is on the Pepsi bottles. They used to have no ring to it, and they're on specifically for shabbos, and had a plastic over it. Why? Because on Shabbos you can't open up the soda bottle for the you're making a kli. Therefore, they had no ring to it, nothing at all. So you can open it, but you put a plastic, like you have on top of a lot of jars, plastic on top. Therefore, it's called Kak Shabbos. Who gave Hashgach on that? Well, Maisha, the letter signed of Yashiv, Edna Tigrelis, and Vosner, and Mishmir Shabbos, all numerous places signed that no problem. Mutter on Shabbos, that was called Kak Shabbos. Mr. Kaplan says, the Mayor Bansfer walks into the Badat and says, if you give Hashgach on this, I'm leaving the Badat. Well, I could come to me, you don't get to the rice over here. Mamash is the rice. The Maisa, even after that happened, they still were selling it. Maisa, now you don't see it anymore, but they sold it for years afterwards, even after this tumult, even though he wrote in Shuva Chalikim was also the rice, they have a shkocha signed by numerous gedolim that Maisa's mutter. That means, first of all, Minik Klaisol again, the 10 Paiskim signed on this letter, big Paiskim, they held the Maisa, Minik Klaisol, the Maisa's being mutter, Alice. The Maisa, who's matter it? Kilkul Tarek Shabbos, the Moshe, Chayodim is the Kitzer. I can tell you, how in the world can you go against the Mishnah Berurah type called Saif? I'll tell you who says you can go against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says so. The Mishnah Berurah has a statement called Machne Yisrael and Nidche Yisrael. One written before Chelek Gimel, one written after Chelek Gimel. Don't tell me in the Mishnah Berurah. He writes over there that the Halacha writes in Hilchos Shabbos by the Ketzer Gerer, he brings down the Lashon of the Tosefta like the Chayodom and like the Ketzer. Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos the Maaseh says Mutter. He held that was enough to be samech on the chayotim against the chur. He's saying there's no limits to shemushvus to be mekel. Maaseh, he held the minikliy is always that way. You can be samech upon the chayotim. The maaseh Rishtumach writes on Mr. Kaplan, which he himself writes that is if there is that he can't do it. I argued him. My Rishtumach is very over. Argued him numerous times about this halacha, once a half hour, once 45 minutes, and then he had no answer. But he told me I could say over in his name. They should know I had no answer. But I'm not the free chodosh. I'm not being a shosik because I'm a choiser. I'm just not the sugi to answer you. The ma'aser I don't know, but the ma'aser is off the right. So I answered the chol apachas. The ma'aser in the klai yisrael, the chayolz and the kitzur by samuels the chovetz chaim the yisrael. I answered the chol apachas. Say over machmir tavla bracha. This is what Moshe the ma'aser in lahatir. Fine, but come over. You even iser to come over and say it's aser. Avad yeshem milismoich. No, not the sugya, but it's also the Maaser. Fine, we'll have to get back to your play in all the cases, but Maaser, the main head to the get to create is the Tosefta, and the way that Paiskim go are two main Mahalchim, a Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos Nimutter or Mitat Choyslois. That will apply to all cases of Ezra Shem next time. Tomorrow Ezra Shem will be the end of Mitat Kaas, and also just...